So, I thought that we could start this out that I am your older niece now, but I'm going to talk to you about that first time that me and you had our special time together. That very first time, my dear uncle. Do you remember that summer that I was 13 years old and we went swimming and it was just me and you? We had came inside your home, and I was all wet from playing in the water. You gave me a towel, and I was wearing a one-piece bathing suit, and I could tell, like, for years, actually, that you have been staring at me, especially this day when I was all wet and soaked in that bathing suit. And so you handed me the towel and said that you'd help me dry off. And your hands were over the towel, and I could feel you just rubbing me all over. And I remember thinking it was kind of inappropriate, but I loved my uncle. You're always so kind and sweet to me, and I trusted you, and it kind of felt good. I never had a boy or a man touch me like you were touching me. And so you put that towel down, looked me in the eyes, and just grazed your hand against my cheek and gave me a kiss, and it kind of caught me off guard. I haven't had a kiss before from a boy, but you just made me feel kind of tingly between my legs, and we didn't even talk. You just kept touching, and I kept looking at you for approval. And the way you looked at me, Uncle, oh my gosh, you looked at me like I was the biggest meal that you were about to devour, like you were hungry. And I remember your hand moving down to my bathing suit strap, moving over my budding breast, because I was 13. So I had some little titties coming through, poking through that bathing suit, all perky. And I remember your finger just really paying attention to that nipple that you just made hard. Because I used to do that myself. When I'm by myself in my bedroom, I'd make my nipples hard, kind of play with them. But you just spent a lot of time making my nipples hard. And then you moved your hand down my torso, my slender 13-year-old body just in your hands, and my uncle's big man hands. And then your hand went between my legs so softly, and you kind of cupped my pussy while I was still wearing that bathing suit. And I know you could feel how warm it was. Although my bathing suit was cold, I was radiating heat, wasn't I? Because you made me feel so tingly. I was so confused. But gosh, I'll never forget the way your hand cupped my pussy like that. And you started getting just a little aggressive. And you took the bathing suit strap and you just pulled that bathing suit down immediately. And there I was, your niece, your 13-year-old niece, standing nude right in front of you. I felt so exposed, Uncle. But again, you looked at me like no one ever looks at me before. Just like a fucking snack that you're about to devour, like a bear that's about to attack. And you took me to your bedroom and you laid me down. So I'm laying on my back, and you come up and you start sucking on my pink, budding, puffy nipples, swirling your tongue around while your other hand goes right between my bald pussy lips. And you split those lips open and you started rubbing my cunt. And my goodness, uncle, no one had ever touched me like that. And it felt so good. I had started masturbating by then, but I'd never been with a boy before. I was your virgin niece. And here your fingers were coming in, rubbing, and it sent jolts through my body, my uncle's hand touching my little cunt. And then your finger just slipped right in there, and you started fingering my pussy, and it made me moan, because it felt so good. It felt so wrong, but it felt so good, uncle. Oh, and I could feel your cock was rock hard on my thigh at that point. And you were grinding it against my thigh. And then it's just like you just ripped off of me, laid on your back, and guided my head down to your huge, thick uncle cock. I had never seen a cock up close in real life before. You looked huge. It was kind of intimidating, but you were so sweet. You guided my head to your cock, and instinctively I stuck my tongue out and I licked up that shaft, up my uncle's hard cock. And then you took my lips and you kind of guided them on top of your cock. And oh my gosh, uncle, that moan you let out when my lips hit around your shaft and I started just moving up and down instinctively, and you grabbed the side of my face and you just couldn't help it, could you? You started pushing your cock down my throat and I started just gagging on it. I was sucking your cock. Just like that, gagging on my uncle's hard cock right down my throat. I was scared, but I knew I was making you feel good because you were moaning and you looked like you were feeling so fucking good. And then you laid me down on the bed again on my back, and you traveled down between my legs, and I felt your rough skin, your mouth, your tongue graze over my pussy, and you devoured my pussy, and I'd never felt that before. That wet tongue just lapping around between my pussy lips. I was squirming, and you were holding my hips down. Oh, and then you came right up and you got on top of me and you stuck your thick cock right between those pussy lips. And you just kind of pushed it in. And oh, Uncle God, it hurt but felt so good. And you didn't really take much time. You started pumping that cock into my pussy over and over again, watching my little titties bounce as you just pushed in there, pumping into my pussy. And my gosh, it felt so good. But I wasn't sure if what we were doing was right, but I didn't care at that moment because my uncle, I was making my uncle happy and I was his niece, and he was pumping into my pussy just over and over again. My legs wrapped around your hips and you kept just taking your hand and rubbing against my face, and you even held my neck a little firmly, kind of choked me a little while you pumped into me very, very roughly. Oh, and I thought I was doing the right thing, Uncle, just taking what you had to give me. Oh God, yes, it felt so good. And then you flipped me over and had me bend over and you started tonguing my asshole. I really didn't know if that was normal because I didn't know. I didn't know anything about sex. And so your tongue just moved around my asshole and it felt kind of tickled a little bit. And I could tell it made you very excited. And I felt something so strange. I felt your finger just slip into my asshole. And again, I was so, so confused. So confused by the feeling. So confused that this was what we were supposed to be doing. But I could hear you. I could feel your cock rubbing against the back of my thigh and your finger just finger fucking my asshole. I could hear you moaning and grunting, probably staring at my young underage ass, watching your fingers slip into that asshole, finger fucking me. I felt maybe two fingers enter in there, and you just had me right by your two fingers, didn't you, Uncle? Just molesting my little asshole. And then I felt your fingers exit. And not only did you take my virginity of my pussy, my uncle took my anal virginity. I remember your cock just easing into that tight asshole of mine, my 13-year-old ass, and you just kept bagging it in there, just bagging it in there. And then I remember hurting and kind of moaning really loudly because it hurt. And that kind of made you fuck me harder, didn't it? And then you just started really pumping into my ass, fucking my little asshole, just raping my ass over and over. And you were holding my head down, just taking what you wanted, didn't you, Uncle? You took every single hole of mine. You took my mouth, you took my pussy, and you took my ass. Yes, and you stretched my asshole wide open, didn't you? Just pumping your uncle cock in there, raping my 13-year-old holes. And it felt so good, didn't it? And I felt you pump harder and harder and harder until you started moaning out. Until you were getting ready to pump that uncle spunk right into my asshole, just raping and stretching that hole wide open, gaping it open for your cock, Uncle. So dump that cum into me. Dump that cum into my 13-year-old ass, Uncle. Give your niece your load, every single drop of your load in that asshole. Yes. And I know you want to see that cum just drip out of there, don't you, Uncle? You want to see that uncle cream out of there, don't you? So keep raping my 13-year-old hole, please, Uncle. I just want to make you so happy. Yes, can you let me know if you come? Because I'll stop if you came. I'll keep going about how Uncle was fucking my tight little asshole and dumped his cum right into my niece 13-year-old ass. Very good. I'm so glad.